Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. You know, for this segment, it is an absolute real pleasure for me. I'm pretty proud of myself for putting on this show, you know, finding the time and, like, you know, and really connecting with people. I decided to really encourage my father to listen to the show in Houston. Mm-hmm. He goes,
is he listening?
No. And he says, good job. Congratulations. You sound like your grandfather. You talk too fast. So I decided I needed to bring in, like, the big guns.
A smooth
to
cat.
Show me how to get it done.
That's right. I think the listeners will know ladies, who this is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Put your hands together.
Ray Solano.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
So, I'm
back on KLBJ. Can you remind people about your kind of history with KLBJ?
You know, we started with the Healthy Choices radio show on KLBJ back in almost 10 years. And Saturday afternoon with Kenny Rohmeyer from 5 to 6. Is, you know, it's still the best show on Saturday.
I remember that.
Back early days, started with Patrick Timpone. So
We
did a lot of natural medicine and integrative health topics for many years in KLBJ.
And you are a clinical pharmacist, and you had a show and really a real passion for integrative medicine, talking about wellness and prevention. For me, you really brought what a compounding pharmacy like people's kind of offers. And it was really an eye-opening experience.
Well, thank you. You know, as a board-certified clinical nutritionist with pharmacy, it was kind of a fusion of the two. And it really was a good platform for prevention medicine. I think prevention is the key. So now that we started a new pharmacy, PD Labs, up in Cedar Park, we did this on a national basis to be able to do the same type of things, and especially in men's health and certain products for many different conditions. And I think this is, you know, what your practice is about, is prevention, having a conversation with men, getting excited to be able to take the next step. Because, you know, guess what? Unfortunately, avoidance doesn't really help or ignore some of the conditions. So I'm a big believer in prevention and in listening to your body. And that's what our show is about. We've always talked. There's some tips that you can do to prevent disease, and so that you can live to 100. And after that, you're on your own.
And then you're on your own. You know, your company, PD Labs, you know, a lot of my patients are often surprised that I will prescribe for them medications not from a traditional, big box pharmacy. And I think that what they get in terms of specialty ways of formulating, special ways of being able to deliver medications, and sometimes cheaper, sometimes not, but certainly a broader range of offerings. You know, a great example is the ways that we administer medications to bring blood flow into the penis for erectile dysfunction. There are some types of formulations that are not available just on the general market, right?
Well, there is, and that's the important thing of a specialty or a compounding pharmacy, is they personalize the medication to the patient. And many times patients don't like needles, or they have a different strength that they need to reduce side effects. And it's so important that you have a choice in your healthcare. I always say that as part of our podcast, Healthy Choices XM, is, you know, you have a choice in your healthcare, and you should not be dictated to by anything that's available by a pharmaceutical company. So unfortunately, there's about 20% of the medications you just can't get. So that's
absolutely,
you know, personalizing in the medication, be able to, it does what it's supposed to do.
We use a lot of compounded agents for combo kind of work. One of my favorite ones is a combination PDE5 inhibitor and SSRI. So men with premature ejaculation can have something to help them with delaying their ejaculation, as well as if they're having erectile dysfunction, to get an erection. What are some formulations that you guys have that you're particularly proud of when it comes to men's health?
Well, one of the things that you see a lot of on advertisements on TV now is Peyronie's disease. And a lot of people said, my goodness, what in the world is that condition? But Peyronie's now is a household word because it's the commercial.
The crooked banana.
The crooked banana and the crooked cucumber. And with a, now the new one was a curve with a bump. So now they have commercials on it. And we say, wow, this is becoming more mainstream.
Daddy, why is that banana crooked?
It's unfortunately there's no taboo anymore. Everything's to speak about. But as a good example, the pharmaceutical company that advertises that their intervention has cost thousands of dollars for the patients and out of pocket cost. But there are some solutions that are for certain conditions. First choice is a topical form, a transdermal top of Verapamil. That has been around, this patented form has been around for 20 years. For some patients, it works very well, and it's non-invasive, and it doesn't cause surgery or have as many side effects. But that's a good example of a compounded, of taking an old drug, Verapamil, used for blood pressure.
Totally.
Concentrated it into a topical form that gets absorbed, and it causes a reverse of the symptoms. Less expensive. Some insurance companies don't pick it up. Don't ask me why. But, you know, I think this is a good example with a skilled practitioner like yourself finding the best solution for the patient as opposed to what their insurance covers.
You make a great point. It is something that really speaks to your background. And how you came and how you approach medicine and prevention. There's this idea, I see it over and over again, patients are unfortunately stuck with whatever advice they get the first time around. And because, you know, even though we have so many different resources for people to explore and research, you know, I'm usually happy when a patient comes to me and says, well, what do you think about this option? Or what do you think about this medication or formulation? It gives me the option of really exploring it and trying to see if maybe that works for that patient or other ones. And I'm not scared when patients come with information they've garnered, because I want patients that are invested in what their own medical condition, whether it be erectile dysfunction, their underlying prostate cancer, or their overall health.
That's right. It has to have that conversation, that relationship. And I think that's what you do. You're very open, be able to have no fear to show up and talk. It's so important, because what you do now, you're going to see the benefits of it 20 years from now. And there's so many things to just don't settle for. You know, blood pressure. People just take blood pressure for granted. Oh, I'll just take a blood pressure medication. Well, why is your kidneys and why is your cardiovascular system contracting that you have high blood pressure? Mm-hmm. So there's so many warning signs with a good practitioner like your group here. They can say, by the way, you've got some, issues that need to be resolved now before it becomes very expensive.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are some very common nutritional changes or even supplement types of changes that men can make that work well for them?
You know, but we can, I'd say that the simplest thing for people to do is they eat too much sugar and consume how much sugar they have. And you know what? We're finding that fructose increases uric acid levels, which also is a great indicator of blood pressure. So people are eating not only too much fructose or too much sucrose, and it's causing tremendous problems with weight and so many other conditions with blood pressure, that if they just did one thing, just cut
the sugar, yeah,
out of their diet. It doesn't cost anything, right? They actually probably save money with just cutting the sugar out of their diet. And just making, and you know what? Sometimes they do fast between meals. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Don't eat, just fast between meals. So, mm-hmm. So you know, that's what we approach people.
Well, Ray, I'll tell you that I think that advice on limiting sugar and intermittent fasting are certainly things that we like to, you know, we really try to encourage that with our nutritionist here, especially for our cancer patients. So it's been an absolute pleasure so far. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be right back after these messages to kind of continue our conversation, talk about prevention and clinical nutrition and kind of this integrative medicine approach. So thank you so much. We'll be right back.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mistry, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.